The companions of the Prophet Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when were you given prophethood? It was replied, I was a prophet when Adam alayhi salam was between soul and body. Meaning I was rewarded prophethood when Adam alayhi salam's body wasn't created. This is a specific speciality. After Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, there remained a need of another prophet. But when Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam came to this world, then the door of prophethood was closed. The final prophet and his sharia was made perfect by Allah to that extent that a perfect guidance will remain available through his way and his Islamic teachings until Judgment Day. Hence, there wasn't any need to keep the door of prophethood open at all, and the religion was completed. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said in Quran, Today I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet. He is first in prophethood and arrived in this world as the last prophet of Allah. So he is the first and also the last. This is also a beautiful attribute of our master alayhi salatu wassalam, that he is the last prophet, Khatam al-Nabiyyin. And it was also mentioned that the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam are perfect. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, is also given Qur'an. Now there won't come any divine book, any divine law, and won't come another prophet too. So the book is Qur'an, Sharia is of Islam, and my prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, is Khatam al-Nabiyyin. After him there won't come any prophet. Even when Sayyiduna Isa, ala nabiyyina, alayhi salatu wasalam, will descend, although he has been awarded prophethood before. But when he will descend, meaning when he will come, when he will arrive again in this world, so after his arrival, he will act upon the Sharia of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will issue rulings on same law, and he will offer salah facing the same Qibla direction of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, the finality of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is certain, and this certainty is proven from Quran, Hadith and Ijma'. The Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is the last Prophet of Allah, and there will not be any other Prophet after him. There will not be any Prophet after him. So the one who believes in the possibility of someone receiving the Prophethood after the final Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he is refuter of finality of Prophethood. He is infidel and out of the fold of Islam. Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hannan says that Allah Azza wa Jal is truthful and his words are truthful. The way it is compulsory for a believer to believe in La ilaha illallah, to believe in his oneness as La sharika lahu, meaning believing him being one, independent, and believing he has no partner, and this being the foremost beliefs from the basis of our faith. Likewise, it is compulsory to believe in the finality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is form and part of Iman to believe in the impossibility of any new Prophet after Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time or after his time. And to believe such possibility is untrue. Its certain proof is from Quran. The one who refutes this belief, or even the one who doubts, even the one who possesses a very little doubt about this belief, he is certainly infidel, and Ummah has consensus on his infidelity. Cursed and dweller of hellfire forever. Not only he is infidel, but the one who comes to know about his cursed belief and does not consider him being infidel, he is also infidel. And the one who gives way, space to the uncertainty and doubts about the infidelity of this person, he is also infidel. He then said he is clear infidel and his infidelity is obvious. Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Surah Ahzab, written under a verse in this regard, I've just read before you. If you want to read about the subject, then you can read Tafsir Suratul Jinan, page 47. And inshallah you will find matter in this regard.